This Friday evening, North Country Public Radio will broadcast live on the air and stream live on our website the world premiere of Now at the Uncertain Hour, a theatrical production written by Damon Falk. The show is written for radio and live performance, and it's a collaborative production of NCPR, St. Lawrence University, and Square Top Theater. The show asks, what can we take hold of that will go on, that will not be lost? It takes us on a journey through the landscape of a soldier's memory as a collector attempts to make sense of what will be left behind. Stories, memories, music, sounds. The cast includes two musicians on banjo and synthesizer, the collector and the soldier, whose voice is heard via old reel-to-reel tape. Last week, I stopped by a rehearsal at St. Lawrence University to learn more about the show, talk with some of the cast, including director Charlie Pepitone.
The idea came about, Damon Falk, the playwright, and I have been working on it for about a year and a half on the script itself. And as we were working on it, we realized it's all about the voice. It's all about the sound. And the characters are talking about memory and about connections with memory. What is it that we keep? What can be left behind for future generations? And this idea of doing a radio play and also playing with live streaming so that we're dealing with an old medium, radio, with a brand new medium, relatively speaking, the internet, and then the oldest medium of all, which is live performance, and all those things coming together so that the format of the show itself meets with what the show's all about, which is about a dialogue between the past and the present and thinking about the future. And so the music also plays with that. We've got very old music meeting with something very, very modern. So it's this clash of time periods and a dialogue between them, all trying to come to some conclusion about what will be left behind. What do we keep? And what's the meaning of those things that we keep?
I'm Megan McDonald, and I play the part of the collector. The collector, I think, is not necessarily a collector of material items, but as you'll hear the soldier, she kind of collects these stories, and she talks about how she has to hold on to them and why she keeps them. And she's trying to kind of relay this message to everyone else that how important it is to hold on to them, and not only important to hold on to them, but to pass them on to other people. And that's kind of... Charlie and I had talked about this image of kind of like a wind. You know, she breathes through things, and she carries things from one way to the other. She carries stories, and, you know, she talks about how a voice or a word will become a song and how that song tells a story, too. So it's kind of her talking about how everything is interconnected in life, and she's, more than anything, just perceptive of life and being in it, you know, I guess is a way to say it, being present and not being glazed over and just going through actions. It's being holding on to these stories that people carry for you and tell to you and finding the value in the tiniest of things. So she's kind of helping and guiding the audience along in a way to say, okay, here's a story and this is why I tell it, and the next time that you hear a story, here's what you can do to look, you know, harder or to think more, you know, I guess.
I'm not angry at this. I'm not even angry about war or what will happen now that the war's over. Because I know the war will be used up and spent until there's nothing left to gain anyway. That's every war. That's society. As my daddy would have said, that's the world. And the world can go to hell. It will anyway.
And I knew little of beginnings and endings, and of gains and losses. The same as I knew little of what first held me, or what seeing those hardwoods and leaves turning was really like. But I ask myself, why have I carried them, and why have I carried so many ruins through so many years of what I consider to be my own ignorance?
But what I'm asking myself is, what can I claim? What can I take hold of that will go on, that will not be lost?
In a way, is there some audience participation? Maybe not immediately, but are you sort of asking people to think about that at least during the show?
Absolutely. Part of this whole process is the show advocates for what it's doing, and that is this process of storytelling, about remembering, about being really intentional about the things that we pass on. Why do we remember certain memories over others? And being intentional about remembering and passing on those things that are important to us. And so on the NCPR website, there's a webpage already set up. And so what we hope will happen is that people will feel compelled after they either see the show at Edwards or they hear it online or on the radio to then post some of their own stories, post some of the things that they thought about.
I'm Wes Klein, and I worked on the music with Camilla, and I'm playing a modular synthesizer. In a sense, I think Camilla and I become part of the collection, or part of these like other types of characters, or we could think about them as other voices that are in the space of the theater. And I was drawn to the play when Charlie asked me about it, and I first read it for its sense of landscape and its sense of space. And a lot of what I'm working on in the play, or my part of it, is to try to open up these spaces using timbres and sonic shifts. So there's a real dialogue between what I'm making, which is very much a series of kind of spatial tones, and what Camilla works on, which is these traditional and original songs that are played on the banjo and sung. I'm working with this modular synthesizer, which is a kind of old model that uses lots of wires and things like that to make these connections. And there's some amount of randomness that can happen there that is kind of exciting, and that's what makes it a little bit more like a voice, or a little bit more like something that is that kind of movement of a landscape, as opposed to something that's pre-recorded or simply played using kind of more traditional methods.
I'm Camilla Emirati, and I'm playing two banjos in this piece. I'm drawing on a couple different traditions, but especially the old-time banjo tradition, and I'm playing two different banjos, and one of them is a sort of newer style as things go with more metal pieces and that sort of thing. One of them is a fretless strung with nylon strings, so you have kind of a little bit of a spectrum of the kinds of banjo sounds you might hear in banjo traditions. And I've been thinking a lot about how you tell stories through music and through tunes, and in the tradition I'm playing in, it's the way that people play tunes is often the same tune, which is relatively short, played over and over and over for a few minutes or for 20 minutes, depending on the time. And in some ways, it sounds on the surface very repetitive, but of course, within that scheme, every time you play a tune is different. Every time you play it at a session, it's different. Every time within that, you know, that few minutes you play it, you go through it, it's different. So I've been thinking a lot about what that repetition is, and when you sort of carry that sound forward, how it changes over time and how it can carry different meanings over time. So some of the pieces that I'm playing are older tunes that would be well known, and you think about those and they connect to different regional traditions, different family traditions, different major historical events, and have these huge histories loaded into them. So you can hear that tune, and it can carry all those stories with it, or you can hear a piece of it that would be unrecognizable, and think about what's you know, why is it, how do we carry a story in a song? And so some of the songs also have words where they have really clear narrative, linear stories that they tell. Others of them are much more abstract but tell stories in a different kind of way. So I've been working with, you know, some fairly well-known tunes that are played pretty regularly, but then also I've composed a number of tunes, you know, that are new and original, but are also informed by those histories, and sort of playing around with what it means to take pieces out of one tune and put them in another, whether that's just a line of melody or whether it's actual words and phrases from earlier songs. I was going to say, like, it's interesting to think about it as the piece being very much about the challenge to listen really closely. And I think one of the features of a newer media environment is that you become accustomed to having these exciting visual elements and, you know, so much going on at once. And the challenge we have to give our audience is to please not check your email while listening to the piece. You know, but the idea is that if, you know, if they really do engage with it, that we're asking them to truly listen and just do that. And by doing that, I think they hear it in a way that when you're watching, you almost can't because there's so much else going on. So I think those two different audiences get very different but equal benefits.
I love the idea that, I mean, it's radio drama. That's old. That's 1930s, right? That's old 1940s. I love the idea of a bunch of people sitting around a laptop and listening to radio drama. There's something so interesting, and I don't know, I just like the throwback of that. But that's what we're hoping people are going to do. Sure, we hope that we get a full house at Edwards, because that's its own show, the live show. But the idea that people can go down to a brew pub, go down to the bar, go to a cafe, and sit around a laptop and listen to this live performance from Edwards.
That's Charlie Pepitone, who's directing Now at the Uncertain Hour, a new theatrical event for the stage, online streaming, and radio. And you can join us Friday night, this Friday night at 7 on North Country Public Radio, on our website, ncpr.org, and also in person at the historic Edwards Opera House. Tickets are $10 for adults, $8 for students. You can get them at the door at the Edwards Opera House. Again, Friday night at 7 o'clock on stage, on air, and online.
Digital distribution of North Country Public Radio news and features is funded by gifts from listeners like you. Join us at ncpr.org.